Yeah, so when my uncle was a young man fresh out of the Navy in the late 70s, he married a sweetheart. They had a baby girl. About 2 months into that girl's life, my cousin Amber, she was diagnosed with achondroplasia, which is a kind of dwarfism. It affects the limbs, really the sorts of little people you're used to seeing, you know. When she was about a year and a half old, his wife, her mother, absconded with her. Disappeared. Completely vanished. And this was in the late 70s when you could still feasibly just up and disappear. It's not that easy anymore to just leave the face of the earth. But she did. And he spent about a decade looking for his daughter, and he was crushed. It was really, really hard on my uncle. And that remained the case. You know, life went on as it does. He got remarried, adopted a son, until a couple years ago, when Amber's mother died. And she started questioning this received narrative that she had been given about her father. So, in short order, she hunts down my uncle and reconnects with him. And the crazy thing is, in that period of estrangement, what Amber had done was become a schoolteacher, marry another nice man, a general contractor in Atlanta who also had achondroplasia, have two biological children who both have achondroplasia, and adopt three children. One from Siberia, one from South Korea, and one from China. All of whom have achondroplasia. And I don't know how sharp your math is on the fly, but that's seven. There's seven of these people. Seven dwarves. It's their email address. The seven dwarves. And not only that, they're incredibly famous. This is the largest family of achondroplastic dwarves in the world. They're called the Real Seven Dwarves. They've been on, recently, Anderson Cooper, Barbara Walters, uncountable publications. And I get a call from my mom. A couple years ago, I get a call from my mom, and this is the call. She's like, well, we never really talked about this because it was painful for all of us, so, you know, we never really brought Amber up, but you have a cousin. She is a dwarf. She has a dwarf husband. They have five dwarf children. They're crazy famous. We thought they were gone, but they contacted your uncle. They got in touch with your uncle, and they're going to be a part of our family. This is a part of your family. This is your first cousin and your second cousins, and they're really inspirational and magic, and this is my confession. It's not like, there's a reason they've been on so many shows, right? People want to see this because they're proud, they live their lives, a lot of people take what they can out of it. And this is my confession, and sadly, when I found out they lived in Atlanta, and I was still flabbergasted by the entire story, the first thing I thought wasn't that this was an incredibly inspirational thing that had happened, or like, ruminating on estrangement and reconnection and this amazing human thing. Dragon Con happens in Atlanta, and I don't know if all of you know what Dragon Con is, but this is what Dragon Con is. Dragon Con is the Southeast's largest sci-fi fantasy convention, and by that it is 4 days of beautiful, brilliant, radioactively nerdy, completely absurd debauchery, which I've been attending for the last 8 years. It's like going home. It's just an amazing thing. There's nothing quite like it. And when my mom says that I'm related to seven dwarves that live in Atlanta, the first thing that happens is this picture in my head develops above me. And it's me. It's me, and I'm Chewbacca. And I'm just like... And in any configuration you could possibly imagine, the entire rest of the cast of Star Wars, and I mean all of them, like whichever ones you want. Tiny Han, Tiny Leia, Tiny Luke, Tiny Vader, and even for a moment, and I'm ashamed to say, I have to admit it, even for a moment, a Tiny Lando, but you can't put a prepubescent dwarf in blackface, because it's wrong. It's wrong, you can't do it. But it's all I could think about, and I thought, like, what is this a possibility? Would it be something that I could do? And I know that these people, you know, they're strangers, but they're family, right? They would let me into their home. They would feed me. They would let me stay there for some reasonably finite period of time, I'm sure. There are a lot of things they're due for me. But would they do this? And I thought about it a lot over the last couple years. And all I keep coming back to is, maybe, why not? Because after all, they're family.
I gotta say, I thought you were going Ewoks with the... With
yeah.
The
yeah.
No, who doesn't want to be a Chewbacca? That's to scale.
That's a good point.